This truth that God has reconciled us, I'm calling the glorious reality, the glorious reality. He has now reconciled you. That's the result of Easter, everything we celebrated a week ago. But you know those words, he has now reconciled you, they are really in the middle of a sentence, and that's why their placement looks odd on this slide. Now let me fill in somewhat those other words. Although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, that's the backdrop, that's the awful situation in which we come to these words, he has now reconciled you. Indeed, the awful backdrop is just that, an awful problem, our alienation. And what brought about our alienation? What brought about our hostility in mind? How did we get to this place where we were engaged in evil deeds? And we, who have lived anything beyond just a few years, have experienced it ourselves, but we've seen it in the smallest of children. It begins early, doesn't it? And toward God, we are alienated from the earliest days and hostile in mind. That, in spite of the glorious reality that he has now reconciled you, that is the awful, awful problem. These evil deeds and hail. Why are we like this? How did this happen? Well, if you look a few verses above where you are in chapter 1, verse 13 says, God delivered us from the domain of darkness. And that I'm calling the dilemma of darkness. It began in the garden and it has been transmitted to us, every one of us, ever since. We were held captive by Satan to do his bidding and to do his kind of thing. All of that led to this alienation, hostility toward God, and our continuous evil deeds. That is the horrible dilemma of darkness. This week I was in a doctor's office in the waiting room, where you spend more of your time these days in the doctor's office, right? And while I was there, a man brought his daughter in middle school or early high school age, and he introduced her to the receptionist as this little heathen. She sure didn't look like a little heathen to me, but apparently Dad knew something the rest of us didn't. Everybody kind of joked about it. God didn't joke about it. It's the dilemma of darkness. It's our awful problem, and it put us in a world of awful situation, alienation to Holy God. Hostile we were, engaged continuously in evil deeds. But now this glorious reality, he has reconciled you. The restoration of that relationship. So back to this verse, but how did it happen? Let's fill in the words that come after this. This glorious reality happened in his physical body through death. What a horrific price was paid for our reconciliation. The glorious reality that God has now reconciled you in his physical body, or God has now reconciled you, came about through Christ's physical body through death. What a horrific price paid for our alienation. Or in view of our alienation and our hostility and our evil deeds, in order to gain reconciliation. What a horrific price. Let me move these up a bit and continue. The horrific price, however, points us to the magnificent mediator. The magnificent mediator. He is the one who was willing in his physical body, through death, to purchase our reconciliation, to purchase our redemption, to buy us back. What a magnificent, magnificent mediator. And why did he do this? Why did he lay down his own life? Why did he do all this? in order to present you before Him, God, holy and blameless and beyond reproach. And what does reproach mean? Reproach is an accusation against someone. And when you say someone is beyond reproach, the accusation doesn't stick. That person is beyond reproach. You can throw an accusation at him, but it won't stick. Well, guess what? Every accusation sticks against us, but not when Christ has reconciled us. By His reconciliation through His physical body, through His death, He was able to present us holy and blameless and beyond the ability of a reproach to stick to us. Not because of anything we have done, but all because of Him. What an astonishing objective. Can you imagine that holy God and the Son of God would conspire on your behalf to present you holy and blameless and beyond reproach? You know what's in your closet. I know what's in mine. And God certainly knows what's in all of our closets. And the Son of God, before He ever came to the earth, knew what would be in our closets. And they conspired for our reconciliation. What an astonishing objective. By a magnificent mediator, willing to pay a horrific price to overcome our dilemma of darkness.